Thank you for choosing customer service. My name is Quantika. How can I assist you today?
Yes, good morning. My name is Cindy, and I got a charge from your company on my credit card, and I would like, it was not authorized, so I'd like to know what this for.
Okay, one second.
I think I know, but I didn't authorize that, so I need clarification and see what's going on.
May I have your first and last name?
Well, the charge came through under Cynthia Fifele, P-F-E-I-F-L-E. The charge came through for Elegant Dial Brilliance. Whatever the flip that is.
Mm-hmm. And I have the account pulled up. I just need you to verify your information. Can I have that mailing address for security purposes?
I really hate to do that, but it's a P.O. box. Is that enough for you?
You'll have to state it. I have it right here on file.
All right. P.O. box 35747, Tucson, Arizona, 85740. Sorry, when I think fraud's happening, I get cautious.
That's fine, ma'am. However, it looks like you ordered our... Just a second. AVS. One second here, AVS. So it looks like you have our skin cream. You only pay shipping and handling to receive it. However,
okay.
After ordering... Go ahead, ma'am.
Go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead.
However, after ordering off that website, it does automatically charge the card in 48 hours I'm sorry. So basically, it automatically is a 14-day trial if you're trying that cream. However, after 14 days, it does bill your card full price for the product.
You know what? I had a feeling that's what it was. I keep telling my husband, and I read the offer thoroughly, and there was nothing on the website about that. Needless to say, I do not want it. Cancel this. And I keep telling him it's my last time. That's the one, you know, whenever there's a trial thing, you kind of assume, but it was not authorized. So do what you need to do to cancel and refund that, because otherwise, it is listed as fraud right now. So.
Okay. Just a second, ma'am. Do you mind if I place you on a quick hold?
Not at all. Like I said, I very thoroughly read that and did not read anything. So, there we are.
Okay, just a second. Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much for holding. So I can offer you 35% of your money back, stating that you are calling outside of our trial date.
Excuse me?
I can offer you 35%.
I want it all back.
Ma'am?
I want it all back. Get
okay.
A manager on the phone. This
okay.
Is the nope.
Just a second. Let me speak with my supervisor to see what else I can
yep,
do for
you. Satisfaction. Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much for holding. So, after speaking to my supervisor, I can offer you 50% of your money back.
I want 100%. Is that not clear? I did. There was nothing that I okayed on the website, and I have absolutely no problem going through my company canceling due to fraud. So I need it 100% canceled and 100% refund. Not the trial base. I got no problem on that, but not this $94.90. Okay.
Okay, just a
so
second.
keep going. Keep going.
Okay, ma'am, since you are calling outside of the trial date, however, I can, the highest looks like we can go is 75% of your money back.
Boy, this product really wants some negative reviews, don't they? First off, there should be emails or follow-ups if that kind of 14-day trial before a fraudulent charge is posted, and that was posted today. So how can I be at, when did the 14th, this is ridiculous. No,
ma'am.
Keep going.
I'm sorry, I said I can offer you 75% of your money back.
That's it.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Okay, well, I'm going to have fun with this company and your company. Because this is not cool. That's only $71 out of 94, but fine. Get it done, give me a confirmation, and then I'll get busy on reporting. Okay?
Okay, just
it's
a
not
second, ma'am.
You're doing your job. I get it. Okay? I really do get it. And I'm not angry with you. I'm angry with this company and this whole procedure.
Okay, ma'am. Do you mind if I place you back on hold to see
That's
speak
fine.
Back with my supervisor, please?
Thank you, ma'am. Bullshit. I'm not going to deal with this.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much for holding. So after speaking with my supervisor, they did let me know that I can't give you full refund on that $94.90 charge.
You can. Okay. Thank
yes,
you
ma'am.
Very much.
So your money
I'm
will
sorry
be...
I'm sorry you're angry. I would not be in your position, girl.
I understand, ma'am. So your money will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
I want a confirmation number, please.
Oh, that's fine. That's capital C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
662.
62.
No, 662.
I'm sorry. Capital C and then 662.
Mm-hmm. And then it's going to be 494.
494.
970.
970.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Capital C, number 662494970. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and it'll come back in at the same
3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days. All right. Okay. Well, just so that you understand, also, and the company, that our conversation on my end has also been recorded.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate your help, and if it's not back in those days, then I'll proceed with fraud action. But thank you, you personally for your help, and I'm sorry for getting angry, but it ain't right. So thank you.
Thank you.
Full
ma'am.
Amount.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for choosing customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye now.
Bye bye.